This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-277-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, for the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome back to another hour of What's on Your Mind, powered by Puck Clutch, North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's right. Love my Chevy Silverado High Country. You'll love yours, too. New and pre-owned. They've got them. Great selection of trucks. Trucks saved my life, you know. That's why I will forever drive a Chevy truck. Took down a giant buck and kept me nice and protected. And if I'd have been in anything else, it'd have been lights out. Airbags and everything else. Bearing off the road.
That's a good one, too. He's a big boy.
Big boy. Exactly right. And it just, like, took him down like a gnat. So that's why I love my friends at Puck Clutch, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, our next guest is the, I don't know how to describe Dinesh D'Souza other than a warrior.
Beast, stud.
Continues to
awesome.
warn us about the world in which we live in, and he's made a movie called Police State. Here is the trailer. I want you to hear this, and we'll chat with Dinesh.
Chief Division Counsel and DOJ have approved a no-knock breach. We want the subject to be on display, doing the walk of shame, full visual impact. Any questions?
Are we becoming a police state?
Government told American citizens they couldn't go to church on Sunday.
I've never seen anything like it. It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
FBI warrant, come to the door now!
There's a heavy banging at my door. Open up! It's 15 marked units on my property. I got SWAT in the back of my house.
It's like a battering ram to my door.
6 a.m., I hear boom, boom, boom,
and hear about 6 to 8 military-style soldiers,
with the tallest one of them pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant!
Shock you out of sleep, drag you out of your house, have clothes, refuse to give you a warrant, ransack your house.
Now I'm facing 15 years in federal prison
for doing nothing other than exercising my right to free speech.
I had no reason to be attacked.
I hope that you remember Matt's name and the role you played in killing him.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
9/11 changed everything.
We're going to expand the Bureau from law enforcement to domestic intelligence.
Legal shackles are now off.
It used to be Islamic terrorism. That threat has kind of dissipated.
Our focus is shifting.
They're moving to domestic extremism. It really paints anybody who's right of center.
What we need is a person to look at. And then we go find out what crime you did.
If you're a pro-life, pro-family Catholic, they define you as radical.
The demand for domestic terrorism vastly outstrips the supply.
When candidate Trump came down the escalators, the government had a meltdown.
We are going to drain the swamp.
We'll see about that.
You take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
The Patriot Act and FISA were used against Donald Trump.
Google literally rewrote their news algorithm based upon what Trump was doing so they could get this guy.
You just take out the word Russiagate and you put in COVID origins. You take out COVID origins and you put in Hunter Biden's laptop. You take that out and you put in January 6th. It's the replicated play from the deep state and their partners in the media.
They're not just deplatforming you. They are trying to throw people in prison.
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Hands on your head!
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech!
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
We
We can do anything we want.
Release date. Exclusively in theaters, October 23rd and 25th. Tickets sold only on policestatefilm.net.
Good work by Dinesh D'Souza. Some collaborators like Dan Bongino there. And Dinesh, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me. And very excited about this film because, well, I can't say it's the film I wanted to make, but because I never wanted America to reach a point where a film like this needed to be made. But alas, here's where we are.
What is the goal ultimately here? What can we do? What's the end game by exposing this?
Well, what happens in the police state is our police state is in a form of camouflage, and it's in camouflage because it's not a fully built police state. When the police state is full-fledged, they don't have to hide. They just come and get you. You know, so I'm doing a series on my podcast, Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago. They just come and meet you at the train station. They beat you over the head. Come with us. That's it. No explanations needed or given. But when a police state is under construction, it marches behind the banner of saving democracy, upholding the rule of law, protecting truth against misinformation and disinformation, and even affirming freedom. So what happens is a lot of Americans are lulled into a sense of complacency. They're like the antelope that doesn't see the predator in the trees because they think, oh, it's really safe over here. And so my film is a kind of a warning. It's intended, the most important thing is just to alert people and say, listen, the herd is in danger. We need to take protective action. Then we can discuss what are the seven things we need to do. But creating this awareness is really important because even among conservatives, there are people who say, well, I'm not Donald Trump, and I didn't go in the Capitol on January 6th, and I pay my taxes, so the FBI is never going to come banging on my door. And my message to that guy is, you could not be more wrong.
Chilling is one way I could describe this. It's unbelievable what has happened, and I keep coming back to the fact that we've got to have some kind of an awakening to have people realize how far we've fallen. And you're right, they do camouflage it, but you've proven, you got a whole movie of examples here, it's here, it's now.
I have two kinds of guys in the movie. One is the informants, whistleblowers, people who have seen and know how this police state is constructed. So the architecture of the police state, I think, is really well explained in the movie. And the other type of person is ordinary people going about their life and coming face-to-face with the police state. Orwell calls it the boot stamping on the human face. And I think movies can do this. You know, you can talk about it, and people are like, they don't really get it. They don't know what that would smell and feel like. But a movie can give you the actual experience of it. And that's why, in some senses, this is a very chilling film, but I made it in an understated way so that the power of it comes directly from the examples that are illustrated, I think, cinematically very powerfully in this film.
Tell us what you took away from the informants. Give us some examples of what you learned from them from the inside.
Well, so for example, you take an institution like the FBI or the DHS, and by the way, the DHS, which is Homeland Security, 10 times bigger than the FBI. The DHS very involved in censorship, very involved in political targeting. So part of it is to show that this isn't just about the FBI. There's a much bigger thing we're dealing with here. Some of it is, in fact, not even in the government. It's in the private sector. Now, the kind of question I raise in the movie that I think really advances the debate is, how do you get a good guy to do really bad things? You think about an FBI agent, patriotic guy, nice family. You know, what would make a guy like that kick in the apartment door of a 70-year-old woman, grab her by the hair and pull her to the ground, twist her arms behind her back and put handcuffs on her, drag her down the stairs, pull her into the street where her neighbors come out and gawk at her? I mean, how can you get a decent person to do something so indecent? And I think we answer that question in the movie. We show the ways in which a police state will kind of bureaucratize or operationalize what you're doing. They say, listen, don't worry about what she did. Don't worry about who she is. The courts will deal with all that. Your job is simply to make an arrest. And so in a way, what police states do is they set up a structure of incentives. Hey, FBI guy, don't you want to be in with the FBI? Don't you want to be aligned with the priorities of the institution? Don't you want a bonus at the end of the year? Don't you want to retire with a pension? These mundane human motives are all mobilized to the benefit of the police state.
It's really extraordinary, and I'm often curious why there are not more whistleblowers to say this is not the FBI I signed up for. But there's more than to get mainstream media attention, right? I mean, there's enough inside information to know what you're saying in this movie is true based on their testimony from being inside, right, Dinesh?
Absolutely. I mean, we put out, again, this is the benefit of a film. In some cases, we actually have FBI footage, dash cam footage, and that stuff is in the film and labeled as actual footage. In other cases, we have people describing clinically what happened, and we recreate it. Well, we hired FBI consultants to work with us so that the movie is so accurate that if some guy is in the FBI or in law enforcement and they see, for example, our recreation of an FBI raid, they're going to go, that's exactly how that would have gone down.
I want to have you share a couple examples of ordinary people that have been dragged into this that you have in the movie that tell the story. Also want to get an update on 2,000 Mules, which is another bit of extraordinary work by filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, who joins us today on What's On Your Mind. Take a short break. Back with more after this. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour. Dinesh D'Souza with us today on his newest work, Police State. And a lot of our listeners are asking where they can find this if it's not in theaters. So you have a premiere week, and then you can also go to the website, right, Dinesh?
So, Jim, I'm sorry. Scott, we have a unique strategy here, which is that we have bought out hundreds of theaters on 2 days, Monday, October 23rd, coming right up, and Wednesday, October 25th. but you cannot get tickets from Fandango or from the theater. The only place to get tickets is the website, which is policestatefilm.net. Policestatefilm.net. And the cool thing is you put in your zip code and boom, all the theaters around you will pop up. So you just, you know, buy tickets for your family or round up your church group or your Republican or conservative group. It's really fun to see the movie in the theater. It's very cinematic. I made it for the theater. And to go with like-minded people and talk about it afterward, it's going to be a really transforming experience. Now, if you can't see it in the theater, if you cannot see it, on Friday, October 27th, there's a virtual premiere. You can watch at home. You can watch online. And it's the full screening of the film and a live Q&A with Dan Bongino and Nita Follow. And all of that for the price of a movie ticket. But again, the tickets are only available in one place, policestatefilm.net.
Policestatefilm.net, that's where you get the tickets. And don't fear if you can't find a theater near you, you'll be able to watch it online and see it that way. I agree with you. Your movies are great in the theater. And it's also great to have, you know, a sense of the audience and how they are. I remember that with 2,000 Mules. I mean, people just sat there after the movie ended just in stunned silence of what
exactly.
They've seen. Unbelievable. Speaking of which, what would you say has been the product of the exposure of these mules and these drop boxes and ballots of 2,000 Mules? Has that done its job in awakening people and ending this practice in many places?
Well, I'd say there's a piece of good news and bad news, and I'll start with the bad news. That is, unfortunately, in not a single place that we exposed in the movie has there even been a follow-up investigation by law enforcement. Now, I wasn't, you know, holding my breath on this because the investigations were, by and large, in Democratic precincts, you know. So, in other words, places like Atlanta or places like Phoenix or Detroit or Philadelphia. So I wasn't expecting Democratic attorneys general and secretaries of state to jump right in and say, we got to get to the bottom of this. But that has not happened. I think the good news is that there is a push to get surveillance on all the drop boxes. That's a good thing. That's actually in the election rules, by the way. And I think the second thing is the fact that just there's been so much public exposure during the midterms in 2022, for example, there were patriots in Arizona kind of hanging out by the drop boxes, you know, and handing out sandwiches and beer. And they're like, we're waiting for the mules to show up with our cell phones ready to go to record these dudes. And so what happens is when you alert people to a problem, it becomes a little harder for it doesn't become harder necessarily to cheat, but it becomes harder to cheat that way.
Yeah, it mind-boggling on how the issue that it is still when you in black and white. And by the way, the people you chronicled in 2,000 Mules have since gone through all kinds of legal hassles, too, haven't they?
Well, the left has now become very accustomed to using a kind of lawfare to go after people. And they do this in all walks of life where if they cannot get you, sometimes they try to get you criminally. They can't get you. I mean, look at this latest thing with Sidney Powell. You know, essentially they put so many charges on her that she's facing all this prison time. And so she cuts the deal, not because she's guilty, not because she wants to even admit being guilty. But it's kind of like, if you don't do this and, you know, we'll bring your charges down to a misdemeanor if you plead guilty. But then as the moment you do plead guilty, everyone goes, well, see, she admits she was lying. She admits this. So
exactly.
This is a legal bludgeoning to get you to concede things that you ordinarily would never concede.
By the way, the nearest theaters to Fargo are the Twin Cities, Rochester, Minnesota, which would be further away, obviously.
I was just looking at that. Yeah, we got to get a Fargo theater in on this deal.
Rapid City, South Dakota, or Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So folks within the sound of our voice are going to have a fair shot, I mean, to get there. But Fargo, Moorhead, the Valley, not so. So, yeah.
Just watch it online. Watch it online. Premieres next Friday. So
unless we can get you to add a North Dakota theater.
Well, it's tricky because we work through the theater chains, and I'm not even sure I understand fully the complex ways in which this stuff goes down. But look, the movie will, of course, later be also available in streaming. There'll be DVDs available. I say yes. Sign up for the virtual premiere. If a theater's too far, you can't make it those 2 days. Sign up for the virtual premiere. We do it out of this fabulous theater in Las Vegas called Aware Studios. As I mentioned, full screening of the movie and live Q&A to follow. It's going to be great.
Can I ask one quick question, Scotty? You talked about the DHS being monstrously bigger than the FBI. One guy in this whole team, on this cabal that we're watching in D.C. right now, that the hair on the back of my neck stands up, is Alejandro Mayorkas, who was part of led Obama's transition team. He was the DACA guy. He's the guy that's sitting there telling us how secure the border is and they have control. Does he give you the same weird, bad vibe that he gives me with what you know?
Well, I mean, I think that Mayorkas and Merrick Garland, these are characters right out of a horror movie, both of them.
Right.
And it's partly because they have both cultivated this straight face in which they mechanically spout things that are completely at variance from the truth. You know, we in the Justice Department are neutrally administering justice. And the same with Mayorkas. The border is secure. Now, the truth of it is the border is wide open. Obviously, if I were, you know, the leader of Hamas, I would be like, hey, listen, it's going to be much harder to get 1,000 people into Israel to cause havoc. It's going to be a lot easier to get another 1,000 people through the southern border through into the United States. And the fact that the Biden regime hasn't yet closed the border, it just shows how committed they are to bringing in tens of millions of people to change the demographic composition of the country. See, I think their idea is that we need to have a decisive majority to create this one-party state, which will then be a police state. But the country is too evenly divided right now, hence we need the open border. So they don't care if it's cartels are benefiting, child trafficking is going on left and right, terrorists are coming through, criminals are coming through. Their point is, as long as our larger political objective is being achieved, we're just going to look the other way.
Back to police state for a moment here. I only have a minute left, but I'd like you to tell me a story about somebody just ordinary in the film that you highlight that has been subject to the police state.
I'll give an example, and it's not even the most horrific example. There are some really bad ones in the movie, but a very simple example. Imagine if you were a 10-year-old kid and you flew to Washington, D.C. on January 5th of 2021. You are actually going, you're in a divorce, you're just going to go spend the weekend with your dad. You know nothing about politics. You never went to the Trump rally. You certainly didn't go inside the U.S. Capitol. Do you realize that right now you are on a terror watch list and air marshals are flying with you every week when you travel because you're on that list? So what I'm getting at is that they created a white net of all the people who came to D.C. in January 6th, whether or not they went to the rally, whether or not they went inside the Capitol. And to this day, air marshals are following those people. A business guy who came to D.C. to go to a convention. I mentioned a kid coming to see his dad.
Wow.
This is the kind of bureaucratic craziness that a police state creates.
Wake up, folks. Dinesh D'Souza, keep up the great work. PoliceStateFilm.net, folks. Check it out. And Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers, $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news, the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. For this special and many more. Or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
USA News Update. In addressing the nation last night, President Biden says there's nothing greater than getting the hostages held by Hamas back home. The FBI continues to monitor threats here in the U.S. and overseas as the Israel-Hamas conflict rages on. The FBI has seen an increase in threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities and institutions. The proposal to authorize interim speaker Patrick McHenry to assume the role until January is now facing resistance. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan informed reporters, though, that Republican members have opted not to vote on a resolution to grant McHenry that power. As the UAW strike continues, Ford Motor Company has laid off more workers. Negotiations with the big three automakers have shown limited progress. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's on your mind? Before the end of the program today, we have not one, but two pair of tickets to give away for a sold-out Ralph Engelstad Arena for the University of North Dakota taking on the Minnesota Gophers this weekend. We got a pair for Friday night, that'd be tonight, and a pair for Saturday night. We'll give away before the end of the program, so stay tuned for details on how
I think we already
win those.
Gave a pair of those away. It was a Calvin Flynn or something. Oh, no, Calvin Finn was his last name. I'm pretty sure one of those pairs got picked up.
Calvin Finn, what are you talking about? Are you trying to scam the tickets?
What? Come on. Never. Go Gophers.
Yes, exactly right.
Oh, no, we've got two pair.
Yes, we have two pair. One for Friday, one for Saturday. So stay tuned. You'll find out how to win them before we're done on the program today. It's going to be so easy. All right? Stay tuned for that. We're brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits you today. Chili Dog Hot Dish gets the prize for the best entree today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo has that, as well as Southern Chicken Bowl. French Dip Sandwich, 12th and I-29. Tater Tot Hot Dish on MP Avenue, Chili Mac in Glendon, Meatballs in Euland, Chicken Fried Steak on 45th, and Castleton has Sloppy Joe's. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All right. A couple of calls I've been waiting for a while. I want to get those in, and then we're going to welcome our next guest. And we're going to talk about water today and a promise by the federal government to North Dakota that is yet to be fulfilled. Rick, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Thank you for having me in. I think I have some perspective both on the Israeli thing and the Palestinian thing. I've been on the street for over 20 years carrying a Jewish flag and two pictures of Jesus. Then also I take a biblical studies from Hebrew University in Jerusalem. So I think I've got some perspective on what's going on.
Tell us.
Well, I've met thousands of Muslims on the street, and most of them are really good, even though there's, you know, I draw attention because I'm carrying two pictures of Jesus and the Jewish flag. But in my 20 years, I've met 10 Palestinians that I would consider terrorists. And you have to understand, 3 to 15 times a day, I get yelled at, spit at, swore at because of either the flag or the Jewish picture. But once a month, I get threatened to be killed or put in a body bag. And 10 of those times have happened with Palestinian, I think, would be terrorists. Some I've met in Mexico. When they approach you, they are just furious. They're angry. almost demonic, I would say. And there's no reasoning with them, but there's just a total hatred for the Jewish people. And I can only say I would hate to be their neighbors because, and I can understand how the Jewish people feel and why they put up the fence. Very dangerous, dangerous people without any common sense, and I think they would kill you without a thought to it.
Interesting. So the moral of that story is they're out there, but they don't represent, you know, in other words, if you're Muslim and you follow the Quran, you want infidels to die. And you're called to kill them. I mean, that's the you know, academic description of what's in the Quran. But I take your point, Rick, that that's a small percentage of the Muslims that you encounter in doing what you're doing and knowing you're going to attract them with a picture of Jesus and the Israeli flag. Is that your moral?
That is very true, but you have to understand they want every Jewish person killed, mutilated. They want them to not exist on this earth. And so
right.
Even though there, some are decent and you talk to them, most of them have a very negative opinion on the Jewish people. And that's why I think you see now on your college campuses and these protests, they're very violent. And to be honest, you know, young college kids are so blinded, but to me, they almost look like Hitler youth, and I'm very well aware of that also. They're almost cultish in their behavior, too, and how they're acting on Harvard and other colleges, and that's very scary because these guys are going to be the leaders in 20 years.
Yeah, very true. That's
bad
news.
We should have him in the studio.
Yeah, Rick, I appreciate that. That's a great, great insight and analysis. Thanks a bunch. For me, one more call before our guest, Mike, in Maine, Minnesota. I don't even know where Maine is. Is there a
over
Maine?
By Lakes Country.
It is, huh? Okay. Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, after listening to Dinesh D'Souza, have you been looking over your back lately? Are they following you?
Yeah, Kevin and I were talking about that during
just
the break.
Talking about that in the break. Yeah.
Yeah. If you fly into Washington, D.C. On January 5th, then you're forever targeted. Imagine the manpower that takes.
Oh, my gosh. Unreal.
Unbelievable.
And the amount of people that were there.
Oh, I know. It's just, it's ridiculous. It really is. But my second point is I had a friend of mine. He's gone now. His name was Marty, and he was Jewish, and we had a talk one day, and he said that when they are done with the Jews, they will come after you Catholics. And I said, well, what do you mean? Who are they? And he says, don't worry. You'll know them when you see them. I mean, it's just the way he said it scared the daylights out of me, and I'm just kind of wondering, wow, is this it? The Palestinians? Are they coming after us next?
Mike, appreciate your call. Thanks for your thoughts. One quick update here before we talk water. The third vote for Speaker of the House seems to be going the way of the previous two. This could change because people can change their vote at the end or vote present or whatever, but as of now, there's 21 votes for somebody other than Jim Jordan on the Republican side. So, as usual, the Democrats are voting in unison for Jeffries, but Republican votes 21 voting for others, which, what a wasted vote. So it seems like we're back in the same spot. We'll see what happens here when it's final. I'll let you know if it happens before the end of the break. Let me welcome to the program Ken Royce. Ken is Missouri River Water Coordinator, and we're going to talk a little bit about an effort to have more people be aware and maybe advocate and engage on the issue of what the federal government promised North Dakota related to Lake Sakakawea. Ken, how are you?
Well, I'm good. Thank you for having me on your show, sir.
You bet. This is not something that's front and center. Give us a little bit of the history here.
Well, if you want to talk about the history of the Missouri River, in 1944, Congress passed what was called the 1944 Flood Control Act, and that we call that the law of the river up here in our northern states, you know, the northern tier of our states. It controls how the river is managed by the Corps of Engineers, of course. But in 44, you know, they built the large Garrison Dam, and it actually built six dams up and down the river, all of them in the upper basin states, for the benefit mostly for the lower basin states. But to get those six dams built, they had to make representations. We call them promises. The Corps doesn't say they're promises, but they did make representations to the upper states, including North Dakota, of what we would receive in order to host those dams, house those dams. And they were significant promises. And North Dakota gave up significant concessions to have that dam built.
Give me an example of some of the concessions.
Well, as an example, North Dakota gave up about 580,000 acres. And we're not talking scrubland. We're talking a good bottomland, good irrigable land. The tribe of, you know, three tribes of North Dakota themselves gave up 150,000 acres. They had towns flooded, community buildings, cemeteries, schools, hospitals. So 150,000 acres out of the three tribes that split their entire reservation in half. People who used to walk across the river or float across the river to see their relatives now have to drive all the way to the nearest bridge, wherever that may be up in that area. And so, if nothing else, North Dakota gave up all that land with an expectation that we would get some good, solid benefits out of the program. And South Dakota did too, by the way. South Dakota, Montana, and North Dakota were the three states that gave up the land. The downstream states didn't give up any land, but they received most of the benefits. That's a fact, actually.
What were the benefits that North Dakota missed out on?
Well, as an example, North Dakota was told that, hey, let's build this dam, we'll create a pool of water, and we will support a 1.2 million acre irrigation project, 1.2 million acres. And we will give you what they call at that time preference power, which is low-cost power. You can get the power for a penny or maybe 2 cents a kilowatt. Because you can't irrigate without low-cost power. And, of course, that's an enticement to North Dakota, and that did not happen. We can talk about that a little more if you like. Irrigation just faded away over time. In fact, right now, the 1.2 million acres is reduced to 75,000 acres, which has still not been built, by the way. It's in progress. But, you know, we were promised other things, which we did get. We were promised flood protection. Bismarck Mandan particularly became the big beneficiary of flood protection, and Pierre, South Dakota, and Yankton. But the biggest benefit to flood protection went to Omaha and St. Louis and Kansas City downstream. We were promised water supply for municipal and domestic and rural. Now, that has occurred to some extent, not to the extent maybe we would hope and would think it should still occur. As an example, Red River Valley is a recipient of that benefit when that gets built. The Red River Valley Pipeline Project. Power, we were promised, I use the word promised, we would represent it, that we would have access to about 16% of the power out of the system. We actually get about 3% of the power. So those are some of the things that were put on the table to entice North Dakota to give up that land. Now, I should tell you, they were going to build a dam regardless if North Dakota agreed or not. So I think our leadership at that time said, let's cut the best deal we can.
But it's not much of a deal if the promises aren't kept.
Well, I think that's been the argument since 1944. I mean, look at the concept was, let's build a dam, let's create a pool of water, and let's move that water east to the valley. I'm from Bismarck. We call you folks out here our East Coast. Let's move the valley. Let's move the water to the East Coast and the Devil's Lake. Let's stabilize Devil's Lake. Let's irrigate. And most of the irrigable acres they identified was central east North Dakota, not so much west. But it all fell apart. It fell apart for any number of reasons, of course. And around the early 1970s and late 1960s, they started building the McCluskey Canal. You're well aware of that project, I'm sure. The big Snake Creek pumping station to keep Lake Audubon full, so that would be the headwaters for the McCluskey Canal. All that got built. And then it got plugged because the environmental community and other concerns shut the entire project down. So here we sit with this huge infrastructure out there, which, by the way, could be used to bring water to the valley if it was reopened, unplugged, right? But it's not. It's a deauthorized project. It sits there not being used and has to be maintained every year for any number of different reasons.
When we come back, I want to ask you just the role environmentalists, the extreme environmentalists, played in that deal not being fulfilled, because there is a bad guy in this that argued for the federal government not to keep its promises to North Dakota. That happened. Yes, so yes. We'll talk about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Plus, I'll tell you how you can win a pair of tickets for tonight's sold-out UND hockey game versus the Minnesota Gophers. Got a pair for tonight and a pair for tomorrow night. Find out how to win them when we come back.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilkton County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Bottineau County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Editor Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota land auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow today. Don't forget that great deal on the towel set, six-piece towel set at $29.98. What a great gift. Great gift-giving idea. Remember MyPillow for the gifts. I tell you, it's great. The coffee at MyStore.com, fabulous. That's right. Sign somebody up for a subscription there. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Use the promo code Scott. Or you can call them. They make everything easy. 800-506-9028. All right. I have two pair of tickets. One for tonight, UND versus the Minnesota Gophers. The Gophers, it's a big one, big rivalry. Engelstad Arena is sold out. But we have a pair of tickets for tonight's game and tomorrow night's game. And here's the deal. Send me an email. Send me an email. Just put in the subject line ticket giveaway, whatever you want to put in there. But send an email right now. If your emailer number 10... You're going to win Friday night, tonight's tickets. If you're emailing number 20, you'll win Saturday night's tickets, okay? So, simple as sending an email. You ready for the address? Yeah. Ready for the address? Scott H at flagfamily.com. Scott H at flagfamily.com. And, by the way, once we have our winners, we'll send you the tickets by email, too. So it's nice and easy. You got them ready to go for tonight. So Scott H at flagfamily.com is the email. Scott H at flagfamily.com, the email. And emailer number 10, Friday night tickets tonight. Emailer number 20, tickets for Saturday night's game, tomorrow night's game, University of North Dakota hockey team taking on the Gophers. I think Gophers are ranked first right now.
Yeah,
and,
North
Dakota
that.
Fifth, so it's a battle. So, they're making some strides. Still having trouble winning national titles, but they're...
Oh, ouch!
Yeah, but they are winning a lot of games. So, anyway, I have my Sue Green on today. I'm ready to go.
That's the first time you've said that, is it?
Exactly. Ken Rice is with us, Missouri River Water Coordinator. Before the break, we're talking a little bit about, you know, the why this hasn't happened. And part of it is extreme environmentalism, right? I mean, the environmentalists have argued that the federal government should not keep its promise to North Dakota. Am I right?
Well, you are right. And the why we're talking about is why did the project get stopped? I mean, after they spent all the money, federal dollars, mostly federal dollars, to build the McCluskey Canal and all those facilities, why did it get stopped and never completed? That's the why, I guess, we're talking about. Well, the answer to that is because the environmental group is, of course, a very strong lobby group. They were joined by forces out of Minnesota and Manitoba. And the concern they expressed at that time was you're taking water out of one watershed, which is the Missouri River watershed, and you're moving it to a totally different watershed. And, of course, there's a chance of what they call foreign biota, little bugs in the water that could hurt their fishing industry. Now, that's not an illegitimate concern, but it's been just proven. I mean, that's been studied to death. And so the compromise was stop the Garrison Diversion Project, and any future efforts to move water would have to be treated. This is an agreement made with the federal government. The state of North Dakota had no say in this, by the way, and the state actually sued the federal government after the fact for making this agreement. But the agreement was, we're going to stop the project, and any future endeavors would require a complex treatment process. In fact, Red River folks will tell you they have to build a treatment plant to treat that water as they take it out of the Missouri. They treat it to a standard beyond and above drinking water standard, and then they dump it in the Cheyenne River. So let's look at what's the logic of that, but that's the logic there. They're trying to fulfill a federal commitment that the federal government made.
Well, I mean, and is it the... something ultimately that the courts will have to decide? I mean, do you anticipate a win at any point of the federal government keeping their promise here?
Well, on the issue of the keeping the promises, I think there's, when you visit with the Corps of Engineers and the federal agencies that made those promises, I mean, they have their reasons why it couldn't be kept. The irrigation project, as an example, the biggest issue is that we lost all that irrigation. Well, number one, I think it was ill-conceived to promise 1.2 million acres. It's tough to find 1.2 million acres that are contiguous. Those acres have to be in a grouping. They can't be scattered all over the countryside. They thought they found those acres in eastern North Dakota. Well, the problem was maybe they didn't foresee it. I don't think anybody foresaw the fact that moving water over that continental divide would invite environmental challenges. Now, those acres could have been replaced. Emmons County has 100,000 acres in a group that could be irrigated. That study's been done. Up in Oliver County, which we call the Big Bend on the river, that's up by the Hayes and Beulah area, that has 100,000 acres that's been identified. Fort Berthel has 100,000 acres. So that promise could be resurrected. But maybe that's the battle. And that actually is the next battle, trying to resurrect a federal interest in bringing irrigation to North Dakota. And I'll tell you this, Scott, without getting off too much on a tangent, there's any number of studies that show an irrigated acre brings back seven times the investment. It brings it back to state taxes and individual taxes and all.
How can people listening help?
Well, right now the program we have with our Joint Water Board is called the Educate, Advocate, and Engage. And we just had a public meeting here in Fargo last night or the night before, I guess it was. We're trying to get the word out of what was promised and what we can do. And I guess that's your question. What can we do? I think we all want to pay attention more. Every year the Corps does an annual meeting in North Dakota. I do it in Bismarck. I usually do it twice a year, but there's one coming up next week in November. They'll release to us their operating plan of the river. And every year, all of us that go to these meetings, we put on the table and in the record, well, let's not forget about the promises made. Can't we generate some programs to resurrect those promises? So that's on the record every year. I think it's just a matter of being engaged and being involved and making sure that we're all aware that the biggest threat to our river system in North Dakota right now, the biggest threat to the Missouri River in North Dakota is the downstream depletion of that river. And so that's an issue.
Ken, appreciate you doing what you do. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good to have you here and learn a little bit about a topic we don't talk about that often. All right, we have ticket winners here. Friday night goes to Tanner Kinney. Saturday night goes to an email address, Monroe Farm. They're still
nice.
Pouring in. Thank you.
Congrats.
For that. We'll email you all the details. God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.